The group Healthcare for America Now says insurance premiums grew 90% from 2000 to 2007, while individual income grew 16%. They also warn the average family health insurance policy could be almost $25,000 by the year 2016. President Barack Obama and some members of Congress are pushing for national health care reform. Robert Craig of Healthcare for America Now says his organization is pushing for comprehensive, affordable health care for everyone.
Strong plan that will have strong coverage as good as what members of Congress get, and make sure that private insurance has to compete against a public health insurance so people have the best choices.
But Amy Menefee disagrees. She is a policy advisor for Patients United Now, an organization that opposes government-controlled health care because of its costs. She says there are better solutions.
Some states are looking into doing high-risk pools to help cover people who have pre-existing conditions, who have trouble getting health insurance. A lot of them are looking at doing those as public-private partnerships, specifically targeted to those people who are really in need.
Menefee says she's disturbed that President Obama seems to be backing away from his promise to allow people to keep their current doctor and health insurance if they want to. Other critics say health care reform could ring up trillions of dollars. Steve Isom, Wisconsin Public Radio.